Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. This is one of the more fascinating studies when one guy spends so much time in preparation to beat down one team and get a Super Bowl ring. And then in the offseason, he signs with a team that he beat. Talk about that dynamic of walking into a room when you took a ring from all these other people.
Oh, man, it was very ironic. But, you know, it's the nature of the business, nature of the game, and, you know, it's basically all that's over and done with in the past. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to make some new history. So, you know, I'm here with the guys, and everybody, you know, still kind of gets on me a little bit, feeling though they should have won the game. But, you know, it was a fair shot, and we came out on top. So, you know, that was a very great experience for me. But like I said, I'm trying to work hard to make some new experiences for here and the rest of the guys.
Brian, did the fact that Ken Wisenhunt is the head coach here, and Russ Grimm, of course, and Kevin Spencer and Mike Miller, did the fact that there are a lot of Steeler coaches here, former Steeler coaches here, did that have anything to do with you wanting to come here and play for Arizona?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, being familiarized with a lot of guys that's already here, like you said, Coach Wiz, Russ, and a couple other guys that they brought over from Pittsburgh, you know, kind of makes it, you know, makes my adjustment that more easier. You know, coming to a new team, you know, it's a lot you have to really get adjusted to, as far as, you know, with new teammates, new area, new city, you know, new people to learn, along with that, new coaches. But here, you know, when I came about, you know, I already had a relationship with those guys, and vice versa. So, you know, that made my transition a lot more easier.
Brian McFadden, defensive back, joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Brian, once you became an Arizona Cardinal, did any of the Cardinals' offensive coaches want to talk to you about the Steelers' game plan?
No. You know, I guess, you know, more so, you know, because we really don't play those guys too much. You know, we have them this year in the preseason.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the regular season, you know, I knew we probably played them. You know, it would probably come into a format of a conversation. But hopefully, you know, we do get a chance to play them, not in the preseason, because if we do, that means something good happens for both of us.
Right.
But, you know, as far as right now, you know, that first preseason game, they may come across me and ask me some questions, or, you know, a couple of other guys may want to get filled in on some things to look out for. So, but, you know, so far, none of that has came about.
Brian, do you see any similarities so far? I know it's still early, but do you see any similarities in the type of defense and the coverages being played here? Are there any similarities to that of Pittsburgh?
A little bit. You know, I don't know how much the playbook has changed from last year, you know, the exact amount. I know it's some new wrinkles going in, you know, being where we have a new defensive coordinator, and Coach Davis. So there's some new things going in. And it's a little bit, you know, Coach Davis has had a relationship working in Pittsburgh when he first, you know, got into the NFL.
Right.
And some of the things that he has learned about, you know, he's trying to install now. But it's not too different. You know, the most different part for me is the terminology, far as, you know, what we call things, what we say things in during pre-snap and during the snap and things of that nature. But, you know, you see some things that are similar to what I'm used to doing and some things that I'm not. So, you know, regardless, it's all football, though. It's all still X's and O's. You know, sometimes you may change the X and the O to a Z and the K, but it's the same
thing. Right. Brian, what's it like to go to a defensive coordinator that's still considered reasonably young in his coaching career from one that was 150 years old, Dick LeBeau?
Well, one guy is very smooth and laid back. You know, you never hear him raise his voice. And with that being said, that's Coach LeBeau. You know, he's very smooth. He's a calm guy. You know, I call him Clint Eastwood, because, you know, if you look at any Clint Eastwood movies in the Western, you know, he always has that pulling that trigger, but he's so smooth where he never raises his voice. And, you know, here we have a younger guy. You know, Coach Davis is very enthusiastic, and he's very hungry. You know, he's out to develop something here and establish a great foundation, and he's trying to lay the bricks down for that right now. We're all here behind him, you know, helping him, trying to make the transition that much more easier. So, you know, both guys are very, very intelligent. You know, one guy's just a lot more wiser because, like you said, you know, he's a lot up there in age. But, you know, hopefully, you know, when all said and done, Coach Davis can have the same resume that Coach LeBeau has.
And Brian, do you consider yourself a man cover guy? Do you want to walk up on receivers and jam them at the line and challenge them? Is that in your nature? Is that what you like to do?
Pretty much everything is in my nature when it comes to playing defense. you know, hitting people, jamming people, you know, doing whatever it takes to get the job done. You know, one thing about football, you know, I grew up watching how people used to play back in the day and doing whatever it takes to come across somebody's head and, you know, put fear in their heart. And, you know, just playing football. You know, I'm a corner that can get the job done either or. You know, mixing it up as far as playing man-to-man, you know, doing different zone drops and things of that nature, you know, coming up for run support. You know, just most importantly, playing football. You know, when all said and done, doing what I need to do to get the job done and make sure I'm doing it and doing it at a successful and consistent way. And here, now I have the opportunity to do that. You know, we have a lot of different schemes and strategies that we're preparing right now. And I think I fit in very well with that.
Bryant, leaving the Steelers and coming here, do you feel like you've upgraded with Radio Color Man, or do you feel like you've downgraded a little bit going from Craig Wolfley to Ron Wolfley?
Well, I'm not gonna get that battle started just yet. But I can tell you what, I can tell the similarities, and I can guarantee you they are brothers.
Oh!
Now, Bryant, just remember this: his head is much bigger than mine. Okay,
yeah,
remember that one.
And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, he's losing a little bit of hair, and I see.
Oh,
that's right. I got a full head. Bryant, thank you so much, man, for coming on, and good luck to you this year.
I appreciate you guys having me.